Today, the silent killer you need to know about. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, working with his post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, we cover a wide range of issues on this channel, but there is one I want to discuss today based on our most recent research, which is profoundly disturbing and very concerning. It relates to asbestos, which is something most people don't seem to know much about, and yet it kills around 4,000 people in Australia each year. So this post is a little bit of context about asbestos, but also relaying the detailed research that we've completed to underscore the huge knowledge gap that there is in the country. Existing research on community awareness and the knowledge of asbestos threats and consequences in Australia is frankly scarce. The Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency commissioned Colmar Brunton, which is a market research company, to conduct quantitative research on asbestos awareness in 2014, 2016 and 2018. These surveys were split into three groups, including the general public, tradespersons and real estate personnel. The respondents in the public category numbered around 1,000 in each period, and the samples were aligned with the Australian Bureau of Statistics census distributions. The 2018 executive report from Colmar Brunton indicates that there were improvements in community attitudes towards risks and importance of asbestos from 2014 to 2018. However, our researchers interpret the summary table presented in the full report as no real change over the period. And most of the questions directed at the public in the Colmar Brunton surveys from 2014 to 18 were subjective. For example, the 2018 survey questions asked the respondents to rate their perceptions of being informed about asbestos and its dangers, the importance of being knowledgeable about asbestos and its dangers, their perceived level of knowledge associated with asbestos and its dangers, their confidence in the ability to identify asbestos-containing materials, and their attitudes towards risks and the importance of asbestos. An understanding of the community's perceptions, attitudes, and perceived levels of knowledge about issues can be important in many contexts, but when the gravity of a risk includes mass deaths, the most critical questions at issue are whether Australians in fact understand the nature and scope of the dangers involved and are taking appropriate action to protect themselves and others from the dangers. For example, a Safe Work Australia study found that while construction and maintenance workers indicated they were well aware of the potential dangers of asbestos to their health, they lacked knowledge on how to recognise asbestos-containing materials, and they were not complying with safety procedures as well as they perceived. Which takes us to our research. To accurately assess the community levels of awareness of asbestos threats requires us to define what awareness means. Is it sufficient for a person to merely know that asbestos might be dangerous to their health? Would such knowledge lead most people to take positive action to prevent harmful exposure to asbestos for themselves and others? We don't think so. And are the following beliefs or misconceptions a barrier to reducing future incidents of asbestos-related diseases? Deaths from asbestos-related diseases in Australia are rare. The number of asbestos-related disease fatalities in Australia is exceedingly small. These deaths are resulting from historical settings that no longer exist today. All or most of these deaths arise from occupational exposure. Asbestos-related disease always or usually only occurs following long periods of intense exposure. Most people with asbestos-related disease are male and old. Most people with such diseases have worked for long periods in traditional industries. Incidents of mesothelioma are only probable when minimum levels of exposure to asbestos are exceeded, and asbestos-related diseases are curable. This is at best incomplete. Consequently, we define proper awareness by householders of the risks of legacy asbestos at home to include knowledge of the following facts: that asbestos is dangerous to health, which, by the way, is the most fundamental principle of legacy asbestos risks, that there are no safe levels of exposure to asbestos, which is the nature of the risks, that harmful exposure to asbestos commonly results in death, the gravity of potential harm, that more than 1,000 Australians die from asbestos-related diseases annually, including those exposed during home maintenance and renovations, the magnitude of the harm. To evaluate the public's knowledge of the dangers and impacts of asbestos based on these criteria, we designed survey research questions to test this specific knowledge on a multiple choice basis. We then added these questions to our pre-existing DFA Omnibus Household Survey. Asbestos is carcinogenic, and exposure to its fibres causes and contributes to mass loss of life in Australia and elsewhere. Diseases caused by exposures to asbestos include asbestosis, asbestos-related lung cancer, mesothelioma, ovarian cancer, and larynx cancer. Now, from our initial sample of 43,000 households, we found that 28% of respondents knew that asbestos is dangerous to health. We call those the positive households. Another 42% were unsure whether asbestos is dangerous to health. We call those the unsure households. 21% indicated that asbestos is not dangerous to health. We call those the negative households. And 9% did not even know what asbestos was. We call those the unknown households. Hence, and think about this, more than two-thirds of the respondent households did not positively understand that asbestos is dangerous to health, suggesting this most basic tenet of asbestos knowledge is poorly understood across the population. The unrecognised and negative households, which together were 30% of the initial respondents, were asked no further questions because, well, their answers would only have been guesses. And we found that people aged in their 40s and 50s were relatively more aware of the danger of asbestos to health than older and younger respondents. The high levels of incorrect answers from those in their 20s and 30s is very concerning. We found the variations across the states and territories pretty marginal, and the relatively higher percentages of correct answers from those residing in the ACT may stem from continuing publicity on the deaths relating to exposure to insulation containing asbestos. We found that males were more informed than females, although these differences were largely confined to the first question. Those findings suggest there is a larger pool of females than males who are unaware of the dangers of asbestos to health, while those who are aware, their knowledge is similar to their male counterparts. As might be expected, respondents employed in the construction, trade and maintenance sectors were in fact the most knowledgeable about the dangers of asbestos to health at 85%, with around half of those working in the legal sector and management also aware of this fact. Among the occupational groups less aware of the dangers of asbestos were respondents working in healthcare support. There may be a strong correlation in question one between the gross income levels of a household and awareness that asbestos is dangerous to health, with the percentage of yes responses rising rapidly as income increased. Now, relating to our second question, the World Health Organization confirmed in 1976 that there is no safe level of exposure to asbestos. Only 2% of the remaining households knew this critical fact. A large majority of these respondents, at 79% of the 30,100 respondents, thought that asbestos is only dangerous where there is intense exposure over time. Among those who answer question two correctly, the occupation group with the highest percentage answering no safe levels of exposure was construction, trade and maintenance at 13%. Now, this result is still suboptimal and mainly reflects the fact that training on the handling and the control of legacy asbestos is not compulsory for construction, trade and maintenance workers in all states and territories of Australia. For example, in a 2018 survey of tradespersons involved in home renovations, the proportion who'd undertaken formal training on the management, handling and removal of asbestos was just 37%. To save lives, the long-standing myth that asbestos-related diseases are confined to people with intense exposure over long periods must be debunked. There is no safe level of exposure to asbestos. In our third question, we looked at the full gravity of potential harm from exposure to asbestos. It's poorly comprehended by Australians. Of the remaining households, 88% thought that the most harmful effect of asbestos exposure is lung cancer. Only 5% were aware that once diagnosed, most cases of asbestos-related disease are fatal within a relatively short time frame. The households who were most aware of the lethal nature of asbestos exposure worked in construction, trade and maintenance. Nonetheless, only 31% of those respondents selected the death answer. The answer to question three are consistent with the present online public guidance to householders who do not specify the nature of the dangers to health at all or that highlight lung disease or cancer. The average five-year survival rate for all cancers in Australia is now close to 70% and is above 90% for some forms of cancer. So while a diagnosis of cancer remains a serious medical outcome that should be feared, many of those sufferers can be treated and cured of their cancer or can live for long periods following their diagnosis. But this is not the case for mesothelioma, which is incurable and invariably fatal. Any person who's been given a cancer diagnosis well understands the trauma of the average survival statistics that are commonly presented upon diagnosis. For mesothelioma victims, this trauma is the most extreme because effective treatment options are limited to non-existent, and the survival statistics are the worst on the cancer continuum. The five-year survival rate for mesothelioma is 5-6%, the lowest such rate among the cancer types recorded by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, and this level has barely moved over the last 30 years. The average five-year survival rate for lung cancer is also relatively low at 19%, although new treatments have improved the statistics since 1990. These medical facts ought to be conveyed to the public for them to make proper, risk-based decisions regarding legacy asbestos in their homes. The public health guidance and risk warnings on asbestos dangers in Australia should be required to be made explicit using the word death. And next, question four. Few Australians knew about the level of ongoing fatalities from asbestos-related diseases. Most of the remaining households, at 93%, believe that less than 50 people die each year from asbestos-related diseases. Only 6% of respondents chose the above 1,000 death options. These responses to question four reflect an enormous gap between public knowledge and the harsh realities. Continuing deaths each year in Australia from asbestos-related diseases remain stubbornly high, as an estimated 4,000, equating to 77 fatalities each week. Mesothelioma alone accounts for around 700 to 800 deaths annually. And to reflect these statistics in context, the number of accidental workplace fatalities in any given year in Australia averages around 250. And there were 1,161 road-related deaths in Australia during the 12 months ended January 2020. And at the time of this release, the number of deaths in Australia from COVID-19 was 910. No occupational group was well informed about the annual number of deaths from asbestos diseases. While 31% of respondents working in the construction and maintenance sector chose the above 1,000 death options, another 59% of those employers or workers answered less than 50. The responses to question four are consistent with existing online public health guidance, which omits the death counts from asbestos-related diseases. The 2016 Global Burden of Disease study estimated close to 250,000 fatalities annually from occupational exposure to asbestos So worldwide, deaths from asbestos-related diseases are already in the millions. In Australia, applying the ratios accepted or suggested in the medical literature and by public health scholars, the estimated combined death count in Australia from mesothelioma and asbestos-related lung cancer from the period 1945 to 2019 is in the range of 60,000 to 152,000 deaths. This estimate excludes deaths from asbestosis and asbestos-related ovarian and larynx cancer because data on these fatalities is just lacking. These death counts continue to mount, so this is not just a historic issue. So if you accept our definition of household awareness, the survey results suggest that the levels of community awareness and knowledge in Australia on the dangers and deadly impacts of asbestos are scarily low. More than two-thirds of the household surveyed did not know what asbestos is or did not know that it is positively dangerous to health. Even among the better informed households, most thought that asbestos is only dangerous to health following intense exposure. Most believe that the most harmful consequences of asbestos exposure is lung diseases, and most indicate that the number of Australians dying from asbestos-related diseases each year is less than 50. These findings suggest the Australian public barely knows about the asbestos crisis, the associated death counts, and the large number of lives potentially still at risk. Even among those surveys who knew that asbestos is dangerous to health, most still connect asbestos-related diseases to old men who worked in mines or factories with intense exposure to asbestos for long periods, as epitomised by Bernie Banton. That is, most believe the dangers of asbestos are limited to a very small group of people and view the risks of asbestos exposure for themselves and others as minimal to non-existent. Many Australians diagnosed with mesothelioma linked to possible or probable exposure to asbestos in their homes or other non-occupational settings held the same beliefs as those expressed by the majority of survey respondents and were not adequately warned. Such views are catastrophic, as indicated in the recent Amica versus Werfel case. Werfel was designed with mesothelioma following brief periods as a fencing contractor in the late 1990s and do-it-yourself home renovator in 2000 to 2001. In his evidence, Mr. Werfel said that he recalled seeing Bernie Banton on television and the campaigns to secure compensation from James Hardy Industries in the period 2004 to 2006. From these developments, he became aware that people who had worked in asbestos mines or in factories producing asbestos products had died from exposure to asbestos. Despite having had roles as a health and safety representative at work, Werfel submitted that he did not know about the risks of dying from doing occasional projects on his home containing asbestos cement sheeting or from short periods of employment working on asbestos cement fencing. Werfel stated that had he known about these risks, he would have not engaged in that work or would have taken precautions if they were safe. The Supreme Court of South Australia found that Werfel would have become aware of the risks of dying from exposure to asbestos cement if James Hardy had more actively and strongly warned of the dangers of working on asbestos cement products from 1990, and the court ultimately held that James Hardy owed a duty of care to avoid injury to persons who might occasionally remodel, repair, or remove its asbestos cement products, and that this duty had been breached with respect to Werfel. More broadly, the court found that James Hardy has a duty to warn homeowners, occupants, and trade persons who might occasionally remodel, repair, or remove its asbestos cement products. Their honours suggest this duty might be satisfied by public campaigns. This legal outcome is seminal. Asbestos cement is the dominant asbestos product within Australian homes. Fatalities from asbestos-related diseases linked to exposure in homes have comprised a large proportion of mesothelioma claims since 2007, and warnings about the risks of exposure during home maintenance and renovations have increased markedly over the last decade. Yet, there have been no mass media public health campaigns or risk warnings on asbestos in Australia. So overall, the household survey findings are consistent with inadequate public information, education, and warnings in Australia on asbestos threats and consequences. And the point you need to understand is that first, there is no known safe level of exposure to asbestos. Remarkably brief periods of exposure to legacy asbestos or exposure to low doses of asbestos fibres can kill you and those around you. And such exposures can occur in either occupational or non-occupational settings. And next time, we'll look at DIY exposure, which is a whole new area we need to understand. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.